CQ, 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 the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave, and my location is Greer. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW. Okay, nothing heard. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAGG2 portion. And tonight being Monday night, we'll begin with Echo through to Hotel. But before we start that, we're going to recognize pre-net check-ins, Echo Links, and brand new amateur radio operators. So starting with the pre-net check-ins, we have W2AMD, that is Andrew in Simpsonville. K4XMR, that's Mel in Prosperity. W4FCM, that's Fred, bringing with him N4IEI, that's Miss Isla there in Traveler's Rest. KO4ZE Ben in Simpsonville. KG4PFI Don and KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda there in Piedmont. N4JRB, that's James in Greer. KI4LVI, that's Andy in Table Rock. KI4LJG, that's Bob in River Falls. N4DJC, that's Jerry in Anderson. N4ASW, that's Tony, bringing with him KQ4JSK, that's Kim there in East Asheville. And KM4BLH, that's Kurt in Greenville. AA4GH, that is Gus, and happens to be in Newland, North Carolina. You never know where Gus is going to be. KQ4NHB, that's Danny in Greenville. And KC4W, that's Bill in Anderson. And KP2BYQ, that's Dave in Easley. So we appreciate everybody that used the pre-net check-in capability. That's what it's there for. We do have two Echolink stations. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net called W4DJW. Okay, it looks like the two Echolink stations might be just read-only. I don't see any text messages. If you don't have audio capability, you can leave a message, and if it doesn't scroll off of the screen on the log, I'll see it, and we'll relay that and get you checked in. We'd really like to get you checked in tonight. Do we have any brand-new amateur radio operators that really don't know the protocol, would like to check in, but aren't sure about how everything works? You can just throw your call sign out there, and I will do the rest. Okay, it doesn't look like we have any brand-new amateur radio operators this evening. I did get a message to stand by on the Echolink station, and it says he is up now, so let's try Echolink stations one more time. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John, Brown, Summit, and I'll hang around. Had a little issue there, but I've got it corrected. Back to you, sir.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KN4RJN, that is John in Brown Summit, North Carolina. John, I do have you down for roll call, so we will be back to you in just a little bit. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. And Marshall, if you can text or if you want to check in, feel free to check in on any group. I'll give a little extra time at the end so that if you feel like if you want to check in, you'll be able to do that. Or you can shoot me a text message, either one. It's up to you. And tonight being Tuesday night, we're going to begin, or Monday night, we're going to be, no, Tuesday night, no, Monday night. I don't know what day it is. It is Monday night. Tonight being Monday night, we'll begin with Echo through Hotel, stations with the first letter in their suffix that begin with the E through an H. And when I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Even all in the net, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick. I'm up here in Penrose. I have no comment, no traffic tonight, Dave. Thanks for calling the net, sir.
4 Echo Delta Whiskey, Edinburgh Yard. No traffic, no comments. I'm monitoring.
JW. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. KC4 ECN Harry in Candler, North Carolina. I'll be negative, negative, Dave. Thanks.
W. Please check in Kilo 4 Hotel November Romeo. That's K4HNR. This is Connor over here in Greenville, and I'll be negative and negative. Thanks.
DJW. Please check in
Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Uniform November. Say again, Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Uniform November. Nelson in Greenville, right? Spartanburg. Negative, negative.
All right, that was a really good start to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening. Net Control, I'd like to recognize our Sunday night net control operator, KO4HKX. That is Patrick in Penrose, North Carolina. You sounded good tonight, Patrick. Do appreciate you taking the time to be with us this evening. And N4EDW, that is Ed in Brevard. You sounded good tonight, Ed. Appreciate you being with us this evening. KC4EZN, that is Harry over in Candler. Sound good as usual, Harry. Appreciate you being there. And K4HNR, that's Connor in Greenville. Good to have you as tonight, Connor. Hope you're doing well. And KO4GUN, that's Nelson in Greenville, not Spartanburg. Good to have you with us tonight, Nelson. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening. Do we have any other stations in the Echo Through Hotel group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
DJW, this is Kilo Alpha 4, Foxtrot Kilo Quebec, KA4FKQ, Jim in 6 Mile, no traffic, no roundtable. Good evening.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KA4FKQ. KA4FKQ, that's Jim in 6 Mile. You're sounding really good from 6 Mile tonight, Jim. Hope you had a wonderful day and appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. Let's go ahead now, moving up to India through Lima. Stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with an I through an L. When I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. Now I'm James from Bonus Mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And, of course, it's where I'll be negative and negative. Send 73s for each one of you.
Control, here is Kilo 2, Olima X-ray Delta, coming to you this evening from St. Petersburg, Florida, via Lecalink. We'll be negative and negative. Good evening, sir, and thank you for checking us in, Dave. Back to Net Control.
JW. Must be fifth Monday. Please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be here for a little bit. And I hope everybody has a good night. I hope everybody knows it's getting cooler. Extra blanket now. 7-3.
Check in. KO4LAQ. Kilo Oscar 4 Lima Alpha Quebec. It's Martin Tomasi. In and out. Thanks for calling in.
All right, that makes two good groups in a row. Next, I'd like to recognize KK4JFO. That is James in Tuxedo, North Carolina. You're sounding good, James, as usual. Appreciate you taking the time to be with us this evening. And K2LXD, that's Marsh in Cedar Mountain, or no, Callahan. Good to have you with us tonight, Marsh. Appreciate you taking the time to be there. KK4JBQ, that's Larry. Bring with him KC4MFK, that's Miss Donna. They make their home in Greer. I got you down for comments, Larry. We will be back to you in just a little bit. I actually put Donna down. I'm going to take her off and put you on. Okay, now I've got that straightened out. And KO4LAQ, that's Martin in Malden. Good to have you with us tonight, Martin. Hope all is going well with you. And do appreciate you taking time to be with us this evening. Do we have any other stations in the India through Lima group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. All right, looks like we got that group. And yes, Larry, this is a month that has 5 Mondays. Not many of them have 5 Mondays, but this is one of them. Let's go ahead now and move it up to the Mike through Papa group. Stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with an M through a P. And when I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
4DJW. Dave, please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Greg, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle, we're all in Piedmont, I'll be negative and negative.
Okay, that was a most excellent group. Net Control would like to recognize KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena, and she is bringing with her KK4DMW, that is Rick, and KM4MOQ, that's Miss Michelle, and they're all over in Piedmont. Lorena, I love the way you and Rick swap out on whose call comes up first in the list, in the groups of the alphabetical order. That's a wonderful thing you got going there. It's always good to hear one of you check in and one and the other one check in and the other. That's wonderful. And it was good those few times that we've heard Michelle check everybody in, too. That's pretty cool as well. Appreciate you guys being there. K4OIM, that is Walt. He's over in Inman. Good to have you with Walt. You sounding good this evening, and hope you had a wonderful day. KO4PXB, that's Lloyd. He's in Simpsonville. Good to have you tonight, Lloyd. You're sounding good. W4NTQ, that is Eddie over in Simpsonville. Eddie, it is our honor to have you checking in with our net this evening. If anybody does not know, Eddie is 99, I believe now, and this year, sometime this year, will be 99 years old. So, Eddie, it is wonderful having you check into our net. We really do appreciate you doing that. Look forward to you doing that every single night, and do appreciate you hanging around to the end of the roll call. And KQ4NLU, that is Ken in Greenville. Good to have you with tonight, Ken. You sounding good. And KQ4OAS, that is Robert in Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Robert. Hope you had a wonderful day today. Do we have any other stations in the Mike Through Papa group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. Okay, we'll move it up another notch to the Quebec Through Tango group. Stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with the letters Q through T and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Please check in 0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. Thanks for calling the net, Dave. Now be negative and negative, sir.
Check in 4, Sierra Kilo, thank you. That's KI4SKY, James in Grover, North Carolina. Good evening, everybody.
So DJW. Kilo 4, Tango Romeo Juliet. That's Bill and Kathleen. I'll be negative and negative.
4, DJW. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, KO4, QLG. This is Chris and Liberty. And I will be negative and negative. Hello, Tom.
Good evening, Chris. W4DJW. Check in Whiskey, Uniform 2 Tango, W2T, Rusty. I'm mobile in Duncan, headed back to Moore. No traffic, no comments tonight. Hey, Chris and Tom.
Hey, Rusty.
Hey, Rusty.
Okay, that was another good group. Net Control, I'd like to recognize N0TR. That's my neighbor Tom over here, just a hop, skip, and a jump away from where I live. Good to have you with night, Tom. Tell Miss Bernice we said hello. And KI4SKY, that is James in Grover, North Carolina. You're sounding good, James. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. And KK4TRJ, that's Bill in Cowpens. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Bill. Hope you're doing well. KO4QLG, that is Chris. He is over in Liberty. Sounding good as usual, Chris. Do appreciate you being with us tonight. And WU2T, that is Rusty on his way home over in Moore. Good to have you tonight, Rusty. And I ran out of time before I could call you today. I might just do that tomorrow. Ran all the way down to the wire till the time to call the net and didn't have any openings. So We'll shoot for tomorrow sometime, Rusty. Appreciate you being with us this evening. Have a safe drive the rest of the way home. Do we have any other stations in the Quebec Blue Tango group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Oh, wait a minute. Okay, we've got a couple of new Echolink stations. Let's give a break for the Echolink stations. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW, good evening, Dave. Check in KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen Greenwood. Good evening, Dave, to yourself on the net. No traffic and no rain to you this evening.
Okay, now control, I'd like to recognize KA4PQA, that is Stephen, sounding good through Echo Link this evening from Greenwood. Good to have you with us tonight, Stephen. Hope you're doing well and do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. And we do have another Echo Link station there. It looks like it's a linking station. If you don't have audio and you still want to check into the net, just you can type it into the text box and we'll get you checked in that way. Either way is fine, over audio or text. But we do appreciate you being with us this evening. One last call, Quebec through Tango. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW, hi Dave. This is W1RPG, Whiskey 1, Romeo Papa Golf, Bob in Piedmont. Good evening.
W, please check in Kilo Alpha 2, Tango X-ray, Juliet, Jim in Taylors. I'll be negative and negative.
Okay, now control, I'd like to recognize W1RPG, that is Bob over in Piedmont. Good to have you. It's night, Bob. Hope you're doing well. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in. And KA2TXJ, that's Jim and Taylors. You're sounding good from Taylors tonight, Jim. Appreciate you being with us. Do we have, let's go one more time. Quebec through Tango, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we'll move it on up to the next group, which is Uniform through Zulu. Stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with a U through a Z. Would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Before Zulu, Victor, Mike, ZVM, Dan in Greer, and I'll be negative and negative tonight, Dave.
JW. Thank you for calling the net. Please check in. N4ZLK. November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. My name is Shane, this is from Greenville. No traffic, no table tonight.
Oscar 4, Yankee, Kilo Tango, KO4YKT, Mark and Inman, I am negative negative, 73.
W. Please check in, Kilo 4, X-ray Bravo, that's K4XB, in Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you, everyone on that.
W4GJW. X-Control would like to recognize KB4ZVM, sorry about that, Dan. KB4ZVM, that is a neighbor of mine over here in Greer. Good to have you with us tonight, Dan. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening, and you're sounding good. And for ZLK, that is Shane in Greenville. Good to have you with us tonight, Shane. Be careful out there on the mobile. I do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. KO4YKT, that's Mark and Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mark. You're sounding good. And K4XB. That's Tommy in Southern Greenville County. Good to have you with us tonight, Tommy. Hope you're doing well. Do appreciate you taking time to check in with us this evening as well. Any other stations, Uniform through Zulu or Echolink? We do have a couple Echolink stations that haven't checked in. So Uniform through Zulu or Echolink stations, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Or do you get Yankee, Hotel Yankee. Name's Jim in Berea. I'm on Echolink tonight. Radio's not quite working.
Yeah, control. This is Kilo Fox 4, Charlie Lima Delta. KS4CLD. That was me earlier, but I wasn't sure where you were on the roll call. I just had connections over here. Name is Alan, out in Atwater, California. No traffic, no roundtable. Good evening, sir. And everyone else on the net. Hope everyone's doing well out that way. Check it in via Echolink on the All-Star Node 73.
Okay, Nick Control, I'd like to recognize KO4YHY, that's Jim from Berea, using Echolink because the radio is just not quite doing its thing. Good to have you with us tonight, Jim. Anyway, you can get in, it's fine. And KO4CLD, that's Alan from California on a different node connected to our node. So that's pretty cool. Alan, appreciate you taking the time to be here. And you got 3 more hours to go before you get to 9 o'clock your time. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. Let's see. Any more stations, Uniform through Zulu, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
4DJW.
For
if you don't mind, politely out of turn, but I got to go to bed. Please check in Kilo Mike 4, Golf Zulu Golf. That's David and Easley. Again, KM4GZG. David and Easley. And I'll be in and out tonight, Robert. Thank you.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KM4GZG. That's David and Easley. Good to have you with tonight, David. And go ahead and hit the hay. We do appreciate you taking the time to stick around and check in with us this late. So I understand. I get it. I get tired earlier and earlier. The earlier I get up, the earlier I get tired at night. So take care and have sweet dreams. Appreciate you being with us this evening. Let's go ahead now to the patient group of a Monday night net. That is the Alpha through Delta group. Stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with the letters A through D. And when I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
4DJW. Good evening, sir. Please check in November 4, Alpha Hotel Oscar, N4AHO. This is Doug in Walhalla. Three negative and negative, 73, y'all.
W. Hey, Miss Amy in the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride Joy. We're at home at Easley, no traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and Miss Amy and all on the net.
Okay, now control, I'd like to recognize N4AHO, that is Doug in Walhalla. Doug, you sounded good as usual. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. And our Wednesday night net control operator and all things SwapNet, KI4DOS, Gary, and K3JOY, Miss Joy, there in Easley. Tell us, Joy, we said hello, Gary, and do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. And I listened. I pay attention. You said no traffic and no rag chew. Sometimes I don't listen to the no rag chew part. So I listened tonight, Gary. Anyway, appreciate you being here. Hope you enjoy having a wonderful evening. Let's go ahead now and open it up all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A. If you've got a letter in your call at all and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Good evening, sir. Please
control, I'd like to recognize KF4NXY, that is David, bring with him AF4SX, that's Miss Marie. They're in Honeypath, Possum Kingdom. Good to have you with us tonight, David. Tell Miss Marie we said hello, and tell the birds hello as well. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening, and hope you and Miss Marie are having a wonderful weekend. Or not weekend, weekday. appreciate you being there. And W4FHJ, that's Gene over in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Gene. And it sounds kind of tinny. You might have turned your deviation to half deviation instead of full deviation. It sounds like it's really, really narrow band FM. Just letting you know. I know you've been around in the menu in that thing. So just letting you know, it sounds kind of tinny, but you're 100% readable. It actually sounds kind of good. I kind of like it, but just letting you know. Appreciate you being with us tonight. You're number 60 tonight, Gene. Appreciate you being there. Do we have any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
Oh, goodness, Sam, you're doing well. Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Dave, good hearing you tonight. Thank you for calling the net. Good evening to all. And tell Miss Sam that Barry and I said hello. Dave, no traffic, no comments.
Okay, now control, I'd like to recognize W4IOE, that is Sid over in Fletcher, North Carolina, who calls the 14664 net on Sunday nights at 8 o'clock with a PL tone of 91.5. Be sure and check in with Sid every Sunday at 8, 14664 with a PL tone of 91.5. And Sid, we do appreciate you being here, and do tell Miss Beverly we said hello as well. Hope you're having a wonderful weeknight. I'm used to saying weekend, but weeknight. One last call before we shut down the formal portion of that. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Well, that was an extremely healthy formal portion of the net. We got 61 check-ins on the first pass. This is W4DJW now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so, and will now begin the RagChew portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RagChews. And the first one up on the stump this evening is KN4RJN. That is John from Brown Summit, North Carolina. John called W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
W4DJW, this is KN4RJN. So what's going on in your world there, David? Been doing any flying?
Well, John, I've been very busy. Today was just a busy day. It was nonstop all day long. I had an aunt that passed away last Friday, and she was 90 years old. And we have an enormous family on my mother's side of the family. She was my mother's sister. And we went to the reception tonight. We won't be able to go to the funeral tomorrow, but we went to the reception tonight, and it was packed. So, and saw a lot of cousins and a lot of friends from the old neighborhood, and I hate that that's the way that we come together, but she lived a wonderful life. She was 90 years old. My uncle was there. He's 92 years old. They've been married 67 years. 67 years. Can you imagine that? Anyway, that's how the day wrapped up. But before that, there was just all kind of running around and stuff to get done so that Amy could get home from work and we could get out there, and, you know, everything kind of hinged around getting out there before it was too late. How about you? And I'm not doing any flying whatsoever. I'm waiting for good weather and a slowdown and stuff going on to be able to get back to flying. But I am getting batteries cycled up so that I can, when the weather is right and there is an opening, I'll be able to go. How about you, John? What you been up to? You doing any stargazing?
This is KN4RJN. Well, I've gone out to look a few times when the skies are clear, but it is so cold. There it has been. And I did get for Christmas a set of brackets and wheels that I could set the scope on, attach it to the scope so I can just roll it around, because my new scope is much bigger than my old scope, and it is heavy. And moving that thing almost requires two people. And so now I've got it on rollers so I could roll it out. What I got to do is build a little, there's a little step out the back door to the deck. I got to make a little ramp that I can, you know, roll that thing down there, but I haven't had it out yet. But I have started building my box for the thing so that I can transport it. I've been looking, we got a solar eclipse coming up in April, and the path of totality runs right through my mother-in-law's driveway in the little town that I grew up in. And I thought, okay, she lives there by herself. She's 90 years old. She's got two bathrooms. And all of my wife's cousins and probably my kids and who knows all will show up at this thing in her driveway. And I thought, okay, this is going to overwhelm the bathrooms real quick. So my father-in-law, who used to be the manager out at the airport there in little North Vernon, Indiana, and he was very well highly thought of by the airport community. So when my wife went up, she had an aunt die here a few weeks ago, and she went up to that and talked to the airport manager and said, "Oh yeah, no problem. Yeah, you're Gilbert Green's daughter. Hey, come on out and you can have the run of the place." So we're going to set up out at the local airport. And this is April 8th, and I've got all the solar filters and everything that I need. But what I need is a box to transport this scope in. So I am in the process of designing and building that. It needs to be, you know, strong enough to hold the scope, but light enough that I can actually, you know, get it into the back of the car. So I've been working on that. And other than that, you know, that's that's, and the only place I got to work is in the garage, and the garage is a two-car garage, and there's two cars in it, so I had to back one of the cars out and make some room, and, you know, and it's cold out there. I got a little space heater, try and warm that up a little bit. It had been cold up here, although it's not been as bad this week, so, you know, that's what I've been up to. But in any event, let me break here for just a second. This is KN4RJN. Let me tell you what's going on in the skies here. Let's go up to space weather. Radio blackout. About a 40% chance of a mild or moderate radio blackout tomorrow. And then that drops to a 25% chance over the next 2 days. We've got a coronal hole that's starting to face in our direction, and those things tend to pump out some nasty stuff every once in a while. Can't affect the the radio. Solar radiation, ooh, that's high. That's 95% tomorrow. No, excuse me, 99% tomorrow. Drops to 60% on the 31st, and February it's down to 10. So if you're flying an airplane over the next 2 days, wear a lead suit. Other than that, not a whole lot else going on. Meteor showers coming up January 3rd. We have the Quaternids. Hang on a minute. That's not what I... Let me check something here real quick. Whoops, nope, I'm looking at the wrong year. I'm sorry. The Quaternids this year are not going to be at that point in time, so I will come back to that while I get that messed with. Tomorrow, Wednesday, brightest star in the evening will be Sirius. As the sun sets and Orion comes up, once Orion is up, Sirius is following him. He is up right now. If you go out, if you got clear skies, he is a very bright star in the southeastern skies. Orion is hanging right in the south right now, fairly high. And let me see if I can pull this thing up here. There we go. Yeah, and the winter football. If you find Orion and look at the bright stars around him, they kind of form a oblong oval-shaped thing that looks something that is referred to as the winter football or the winter winter hexagon, but it's not really a hexagon, but it looks more like a football. And so that's out there, and that'll be out there for the next few weeks anyway. And let me see if I can get the correct year on my I'm going to break here for just a second and send it back to you while I get my my act together here on the on the meteor showers. Back to you, sir.
This is W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, John, it is nice to have you on our net to fill us in on what's keep us up to date and current on what's going on as the sun revolves. And we orbit the sun, and the sun turns inside our orbit. To know that coronal mass ejection might be headed our way. You know, it's really easy when you use a repeater a lot and you're in a certain location. One day it works really good and the next day it doesn't. The first human instinct is something's wrong with the repeater. that's just normal. That's what people do. And it's good to know that we got a coronal mass ejection that might be firing off a whole lot of particles this way and disturb our RF flow up there in the ionosphere. That's really helpful, because sometimes we don't think about that at all. You think about temperature inversions and you think about tropospheric ducting, but you really don't think about coronal mass ejections every single day or every time you experience difficulty on the repeater. So it is good to have you with us, because that is another thing we need to throw out there is, has anybody been watching the sun? Because the sun has a lot of effect on what we do, John. So it is nice to have you on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with us. Back to you, John.
This is KN4RJN. I've got to update that link. I've got a link where I go straight to the meteor showers, and it's linked still to 2023. I've got to fix that. But anyway, 2024, let's try this again. The Quaternids will happen, and they'll max out on January 4th, about 4 a.m. Eastern time. This particular one has a zenith hourly rate of about 80, which is pretty good. let's see, they're saying Actually, there's two maxes. The first maximum will occur at 1 a.m., so you don't have to stay up quite that late, a little past midnight, where you're going to be able to see what's going on. Second is the last quarter moon will be low over the eastern horizon, and light won't drown it out, so you might be able to catch something there. So your best bet is most likely around 1 a.m. To find something. There's another one coming up early February, February 9th, and there is a new moon, so that means no moon, to wash out anything. The zenith hourly rate on that one, however, is only about 6. So they are fairly bright and of medium speed. Might be able to catch something there. Let's see. Give me a time on this thing. They're not giving me a time on this one. All right. So they're saying moon's new. Maximum, go outside around 2 hours before dawn. So you have to get up early for that. But the one on January 4th, we'll stay up a little past midnight and you might be able to catch or go out. Oh, I'd say about 11 or so, you may be able to catch a few, and then it will just increase until 1 a.m. and catch those. And the next big one, let's see, March ain't looking all that great. April, not all that great. May, we're going to have a good one, so that's on down the road, and I'll talk about those later. Other than that, sir, I got that's all I've got. Back to you, sir. If I can.
Well, John, we do appreciate that. You did say January the 4th, but I'm thinking you meant February the 4th. Is that correct?
This is KN4RJN. God, I hope so. Let me look here real quick. January. Yeah, we're in January, aren't we? Yep. Screwed that up. Okay, well, nope. It's the next one's February 9th, and that's the one that's got the zenith hourly rate 6. So, yeah, we missed... I got my years messed up there. Yeah, that max was at the beginning of January, and I forgot what month we were in. The next one is February 9th, and that's the Alpha Centaurids, and that only has a zenith hourly rate of about 6. However, we do have a new moon, so you might be able to catch a few of them. And that one's the one just a few hours before dawn, so you're going to have to get up early for that one. Next decent one is in, March ain't much of a shot there either. It's only got a ZHR of 6 also. So if you want to get up early enough to possibly catch a few, that'd be February 9th. Let me get back over here and back to you, sir.
Okay, John. Well, we do appreciate that. I wasn't 100% sure, but I knew January 4th was behind us. Anyway, appreciate you keeping us up to speed on that. That is wonderful work that you do, and it's really wonderful that you share that with all of us. It is very much appreciated. Do we have any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. It sounds like we got all of our check-ins done in the formal portion of the net. Next one up on the stump this evening is KK4JBQ. That's Larry. Larry, it's your turn. Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
DJW, this is KK4JBQ. Well, it's always a good night when John gives us a sky report. And we should celebrate the fact that we have it pretty good. You know, there's some smart people and some folks with hobbies that many words come to mind. Cross-pollination is one. but it's not a far throw to relate telescope with amateur radio or an airplane, a model airplane with our hobby. Balloons, yeah, that relates to our hobby too. This thing is so huge. It takes a lifetime to kind of become familiar with how large a hobby we have. Before I go any further, I want to enlarge the, maybe that's not the right word, I want to emphasize the acknowledgement you made of Eddie and how fortunate we are to have our resident elder.
Eddie, if you're still on the net, I hope you won't be embarrassed that I will add a little bit to what Dave's recognition. Eddie is indeed 99 years old, but he's also celebrating his diamond anniversary in the hobby. Diamond anniversary before you have, lapsed as I did. I looked it up, and it's 75 years in the hobby. 75 years, which means that Eddie was licensed either in 1948 or 49. We just crossed from one year into the next, and I don't know which one it is. But that's something to celebrate. Anyone who has reached that amount of living. Well, anyhow. And this is also leap year. It's leap year. So next month, February, coming up pretty quick, has 29 days in it. Most, well, three quarters of the February that we will ever encounter have 28 days. And, oh well. So anyhow, Dave, I thank you for calling the net. Dave, people can put this together, but just want to acknowledge that David is our net manager and schedules everybody to call the net. We're here every night of the world, and someone covers it. And if they don't cover it, Dave will come in there and pick it up. But he schedules himself on the 5th Monday if the month should have such a thing. And thank you for being there, Dave, and for keeping it all going. It's quite important to many of us to tune in every night at 9 o'clock. It's a real joy. KK4JBQ.
Well, Larry, we do appreciate you as well, right? We don't want to let you go without recognition. We appreciate you holding the repeater open until second shift has a chance to get here, because sometimes if nobody hangs around for hag chew, it makes for a short net, especially the net for winter field day. But you recognize there are people who are doing other things on that night. Right? That only comes, winter field day only comes around once a year. But it is good to have you hang around with us and, you know, throw your thoughts and ideas around while second shift is meandering in. Sometimes meandering in. Sometimes they get here pretty quick. But tonight they got here pretty quick because we were up to 61 check-ins already this evening and all in the formal portion of the net. But Larry, how did your day go? Were you busy all day today? Did you have a good day? Was it a productive day? Was it memorable?
My goodness. KK4JBQ. I spend my days, many hours of most days, I put it that way, I spend hunting things. Donna and I moved in, and anybody who's lived for quite a while in the home that you're in will realize that you begin to accumulate things. I guess between the two of us, I'm the pack rat. I've kept all my books from college, all my textbooks, especially the subjects that I was taken with. One was geology. I just love geology. So I dug that out today and refreshed some things. Not much has changed. As you might imagine, not much has changed, but some things have. There is a thing called the Great Disconformity, I think it is. The way the layers of the crust of the earth, the way they were laid down, there's a section that runs right through our area. It has to do with continental collision. It is the reason why the Smoky Mountains, the Appalachian chain of mountains, more accurately, exists. Part of either Africa or Western Europe, they don't know which, traveled between the continents, and that piece slammed into the eastern United States a very long time ago. And that pushed up the mountains. And so there's a discernible mark on the land where the mountains pushed up the crust of the earth. I didn't understand in class. I could not understand that, but I kept my mouth shut. I usually do in a formal class until I know anything. And I listened intently, and finally the professor got to it, that the collision occurred when it did so many years ago and caused mountains to be pushed up. But he also added one other thing. The crust of the earth in relation to, let's say, the earth in an onion, the crust of the earth is thinner than the skin on an onion, which is hard to grasp, you know. And I asked for an explanation, and that went on for some time. I won't bore people with that. But I love geology, and I dug out a textbook today. I really love bound books, paper, bound together with covers. You don't have to mess with how quickly the information comes in to your consciousness. You can think about it. You can stop in the middle of a sentence and think, well, now, what does that mean, what I just read? What does that mean? I love books. One thing I did today, and probably the most noteworthy thing that I did today, KK4JBQ.
KK4JBQ, W4DJW, and the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Well, Larry, I love books as well, but probably not for the exact same reason. My wife's a bookworm. She loves books because she likes reading them, and they don't have to be actual. They can be fiction, and she loves that. And or they can be, you know, documentaries. But I tend to migrate to the documentaries. She tends to migrate to the fiction books. But she's got a whole room in the house that was dedicated to her library, and I had to put shelves all in that room. And she's got that room full of books. So she's the bookworm of the house. I used to like books. Back when printers came out attached to computers, I used to print my own books. But they were manuals on how to write the code that does this algorithm, or how to write the code that does that algorithm, or something like that. So it's a different kind of a love for a book. And I used to go out in Barnes & Noble, and I'd scarf up all the books and all the programming languages. I spent a fortune on books. But they're not books that you would read. They're books that you reference instead of books that you read. You can read them, but they come in handy when you're referencing them. And I like geology as well. You know, India did the same thing to Eurasia a long, long time ago. India crashed into Eurasia and created the Himalayas, which are the highest mountain chain in the world. And that's just amazing to me that when you watch, I don't know if you've ever watched animations that people have created. So combining the algorithm creation, right, with animations on the computer with geology, you know, I don't know if you've ever seen where they do lapse time on how asteroids are formed. You know, one asteroid bumps into another one, and that pushes that one out at another one. And then they start collecting on one that's in the center, and it gets bigger and heavier, so it attracts more and more and more come into them, and it gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and then all of a sudden you start having erosion happen with no water. It's so big and it's so heavy, it starts collapsing in on itself. And so now the geology is doing the same thing that it does on Earth, except it's not the super thin skin that's stretched across the super massive Earth that's doing that. It's gravity's crushing it all together to make it do it. I just find that incredibly interesting. I could watch those documentaries and those animations all day long. So I get it. I get your intrigue. I like to combine that with, you know, what you see in places like the Himalayas or the Appalachian Trail or the Smoky Mountains, right? Any of them. It's just amazing how all of that works. And then think about doing an animation, a scene that, you know, visualizing that in lapse time photography. And that's just, boy, if you could be a speck on the wall when all this was created, that would be the most wonderful thing, don't you think? W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
For JBQ. I think so. I absolutely agree. Until, you know, modern times, computers, oh, let's say television even, we had to imagine in our minds. I thought when I was younger, I thought that I was unique in that I heard voices when I read a book. And I read slowly, never have tried to speed read anything. That's like, you know, rushing through a meal. at least in my mind it is. And so I could hear these voices, and I gave each of them the proper voice for a man and a woman and a child, and gave them accents, you know. And that's why my reading is slow. It's some kind of thing that's taking place in my mind. I like reading for that fact, and it's something you can do in your leisure time, should anybody find that. And it's productive. It increases your language skill, for one thing. It wasn't until I read Tom Sawyer that I understood how some people talk in another area of the country. And it was very different than the euphemisms that I use. I wasn't a river rat like Tom Sawyer was. I was a hillbilly. I grew up in East Tennessee. So, anyway, reading is a fabulous thing. If anybody has set it down and left it years ago, it's always there. It's always waiting. And you can enjoy it again, and maybe for another reason, maybe for the same reason. What do they say? Gather your flowers when you may. In other words, take advantage of the time. If you have leisure time, put it to good use, and you'll be benefited. And that's all I got to say about that. Dave, thanks again for calling the net, for bringing us all together here. Thanks for keeping track of everybody else who's doing that. and we'll eagerly let go of this microphone and listen for the next person to step up on the stump. It's fun being here. And those who haven't tried it, got to try it. It's worthwhile. KK4JBQ. I'm clear.
Well, Larry, it's good to have you on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net and on the Bragg 2 portion of the net as well. And about those books, I was going to tell you, college books. I've still got a lot of my college books. I do refer back to them every now and then when I need to figure something, like if I've been away from a portion of math too long and I just can't figure it out, I have to go back and get the book. I just have to. If you don't use math every day, you lose it. But I also kept all my notes from college, every one of them. I didn't throw any notes away ever. I figured I might need them. And I went out and got that. They were in those boxes that legal papers come in when you get a whole bunch of legal papers. You put them in that cardboard box, and it's got a cardboard lid. And I had four of those that was just full of college notes. And when I went out to get them, they were in the garage at the bottom of a cabinet that has doors on it that you open and close. And we were cleaning out the garage one time, and my wife asked me, what do you have those for? Are you ever going to go back to those? And it's been over 20, maybe 25 years since I was in college, or 30 years. And I said, well, you know, I haven't gone back to them in 30 years at least. So I opened one of the boxes, Larry, and I pulled out a tablet. I used those yellow legal pads, and I just went, you know, I bought them in bundles of legal pads because I wrote down everything. I just wrote and wrote and wrote and wrote. They were, the ink was gone. The lines that came on the legal pad had faded into nothing. All they were on a lot of them was yellow sheets of paper. I had no idea, in the dark, in the purple box, in the bottom of the cabinet that has closing doors, that it would fade. But they did. They faded into nothingness. So I finally, this is just about a couple of years ago, I think, I finally threw away all my college notes because they had degraded into nothingness. So got to take good care of those things or else. I've got some airplane designs too, drawings to that you build your airplanes on. And they're getting faded really, really bad too. You have to hold them up to the light to be able to read some of the writing on them. And that's kind of sad how paper will do that over time. Anyway, Larry, we appreciate you sharing your stories with us on how you made characters in your head. And that is kind of fun. I've done similar things to that because I have read fiction in the past. I just, not lately, not a lot of it. But that is fun. I agree with you. Appreciate you for hanging around for the Blue Ridge 2-Meter Net. And maybe we'll do it again real soon. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-Meter Net, call W4DJW.